and welcome East Tennessee Championship Wrestling fans. I'm your host, Jerry Martin, recording artist, studio owner, and most of all, an avid wrestling fan. So welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the ETCW year-end event, and it's one that I like to call Blood, Sweat, and Fear. Now, December 7th, 2019 marked yet another milestone in the timeline of the ETCW. Again, they put on a phenomenal card that shook the foundation of the ETCW and its loyal fans. We saw the ETCW take it to yet another level as everyone gave it their all and left it in the ring. The fans were thrilled with the card and the matches that they saw, because they were top-notch by everyone involved. In the ETCW year-end Bring On the Brawl, you got to see brand new faces that didn't leave anyone disappointed. It actually brought the level of competition to an even higher level than ever before. You saw seasoned veterans in action, the tough-as-nails, high-flying cruiserweight division ignite. Technical wrestling, brawling, you saw a ladder match, and to top it all off, an eight-man tag team elimination match that left the fans in shock. So without further ado, let's get on with the December 7th year-end Bring On the Brawl recap rundown. All right, the first match on the card was a new face to the ETCW, Bad Company Brock Garvin versus the veteran Captain Wardog. This was the first time we got to see Brock Garvin in action, and let me tell you, this young man didn't disappoint. His high flying and quick speed were incredible as he lit up the room going against the cagey ring veteran, Captain Wardog. Now, the Wardog knew he was in for a fight as both of these guys brought their A game. Garvin is one tough and mean individual. He used the ropes on the eyes and face of the Wardog and delivered some hard hitting blows that took some of the fuel out of the captain's tank. Still, the veteran fought back with a vengeance. They went toe-to-toe, blow for blow. Although Brock had the quickness and delivered targeted and well-placed blows, the seasoned Wardog reached down deep as the fans cheered him on, and he was able to deliver his finisher, the DDT. That took Brock Garvin out for the win. The winner? Captain Wardog. Up next on the card was a fan favorite, the Iron Horseman with the Iron Pony versus another crowd favorite, Bobo. We haven't seen the Iron Horseman since the summer, and he made his in-ring return incredible. From high-flying leg drops to devastating clotheslines that sent Bobo's head spinning and a powerful body slam that rocked the core of Bobo. But Bobo soon fought back the best he could after those powerful moves, but it just wasn't enough as the Iron Horseman slapped on his patented finisher, the Cobra Clutch. He applied the pressure, and before you knew it, the lights went out for Bobo. The crowd cheered and welcomed the Iron Horseman back. A great return from another well-respected ETCW veteran superstar. Winner by submission, the Iron Horseman. Up next was Noah Richards versus J.P. Magnum. Now, both of these guys are familiar to the ETCW fans, as they have both been around for a number of years. Richards has made his return just a few months ago and has really shown the fans and the locker room just how talented he is. He is technically sound and very agile for his size. It was impressive to see Noah dart around the ring so smoothly and deliver some outstanding moves. Magnum was new to me, and I was very interested to see just what he was bringing to the ring. Again, there was no disappointments here in this young man. He also had the crowd on fire. He's a tough cowboy that can definitely deliver the goods without fail. From the first lockup, these guys went at it tooth and nail. From hip tosses, headlocks, and a chop fest that would make a normal man's chest into hamburger meat, they gave it everything they had. It was one of my favorite matches of the night. I'm a technical wrestling fan at heart, and I like to see all of the moves and counters. These guys were exceptional. Noah gave up some size to the cowboy, but he more than made up for it in his heart. Noah came back from the brawling tactics of J.P. Magnum as he delivered a huge shoulder tackle that knocked the big man off his feet. Richards continued the attack and even rolled J.P. up for the pin, but the power of Magnum was too much and he kicked out. JP threw Noah into the ropes and delivered a spine buster that shook the arena. I really thought Magnum had Noah for the count, but Richards came back and mounted an arsenal of moves and blows that set JP up for the huge flying body press. Magnum kicked out and again started the beatdown on Noah, but the tide turned and Noah delivered a sunset flip which rolled JP up for the 1, 2, 3. Winner, Noah Richards. Up next was the much anticipated triple threat ladder match. Now this match had a certain stipulation to it as well, where there was a briefcase, and inside that briefcase was a shot for any title in the ETCW. Whoever wins this match could cash this in at any time next year. So let's jump into the match. This match was between Ravishing Rex Riley versus crowd favorite in Smiley versus another new face to ETCW, Aiden Miles of Freak Inc. What a war these three men put on. You couldn't ask for any better participants than what you saw in this match. As I sat and watched these three men battle it out for that briefcase that sat high above the ring post, I could see that each man was so determined to show everyone what they were made of. All I can say was, these three men brought the house down. I would even say that it was one of the best matches of the year, bar none. Smiley was fantastic, as he always is, showing his quickness and stinging blows that he delivers with such precision. Rex Riley was no exception. His cunning, tactful self, as he knew when to strike and where to strike just to get the most damage on his fellow opponents. Then there was Aiden Miles. Now this guy talks the talk, but he can actually back it up. I was very impressed watching this young man do some phenomenal aerial assaults to Smiley and the Ravishing One, Rex Riley. He is one tough guy who brings a lot of charisma in and out of the ring. It was so fun to watch this match. From high-flying clotheslines, stunning drop kicks, cross-body drops, and yes, the ladders surely did come into place. They were used as weapons upon the head, back, legs, and everywhere else they could use them, and they did. Each man tried their best to grab the briefcase for the shot, and each time they were stopped by the others. At one pivotal moment in the match, Aiden set up a ladder in the turnbuckle and threw Smiley into it with a hard crush. Rex got in on the fun and ran from pillar to post, leaping in the air and delivering a huge clothesline to Smiley while he was still up against the ladder. But that's not all. Aiden wanted to do the same as he took off across the ring, dove high into the air to deliver his version of pain, but Smiley ducked out of the way just in time. Aiden crashed and burned into the ladder and bounced off the ladder with a huge thud. Rex took advantage of this situation by placing the ladder in the middle of the ring. He climbed up to the top and he dropped a devastating elbow high above the ring into Miles. Then he started to climb to get that briefcase. Aiden finally got to his feet and threw the ladder and connecting to Riley, which stopped him in his tracks. Aiden then dragged Rex Riley to the center of the ring, placed the ladder on top of Rex, and then ran across the ring, did a second rope springboard somersault that crashed into Riley and the ladder. The ladder struck Riley in the face and the blood flowed. He was busted open and looked to be down and out. Aiden charged for the ring corner to win his chance, but surprisingly, the Ravishing One got up after seeing his own blood, and it was like a totally different person that he transformed into. Something ignited within that kid. He picked up the ladder and blasted Aiden into the back, which stopped him from grabbing the prize. Smiley finally comes back in as he is trying to stop Rex from climbing for the briefcase. Both Aiden and Smiley try to get Riley down, but Rex takes them both out with a moonsault. The crowd is on its feet. Aiden's partner Brock Garvin runs into the ring trying to help Aiden to his feet to grab the briefcase, but he was out. So Garvin starts to climb and get it. Rex sees this and jumps up and delivers a powerbomb to Brock. The crowd roars. There are bodies lying everywhere, and the ring is littered with ladders. But suddenly, a masked man slips into the ring, delivers a knockout kick to Smiley, and helps Rex up to the corner to grab the briefcase. Rex claims the prize, and the crowd explodes. The masked man finally reveals that he is none other than Blake of the Romper Brothers. Come to find out, this so-called breakup of the Romper Brothers was just a way to fool everyone. As Riley stated, it was the plan all along to win the ladder match and get the shot he deserved. He stated, "I will do whatever it takes to win." And that he did, ladies and gentlemen. After all that he has went through with a busted head, the beatdown from the ladder and from Aiden and Smiley, this young man showed just what he's made of and is as tough as anyone in the wrestling industry. All three of these men fought brave and hard for a shot at the prize they would get to cash in at any time. I can't wait to see what's next for these young men. The winner, Ravishing Rex Riley. Now on for the main event, featuring an 8-man tag team elimination match between the team of the Rogue Nation's Northern Ireland champion, the undefeated Russian Monster, the ETCW tag team champions, Scott Savage and Mick O'Malley, with the sinister Pappy O'Malley in their corner, versus the ETCW heavyweight champion, the Enforcer, Billy Baby Shark Marshall, Mad Dog Daniel Mulligan, and the Country Cousins, Hillbilly Big Joe and Lumberjack Josh. This one has finally come to a head, ladies and gentlemen. All of these men have battled each other hard over the past year. Championships have been changing hands, and there have been some devastating matches that a normal man just couldn't survive. If you want to see what I'm talking about, then I encourage you to go purchase the DVDs in our online store. You will see firsthand these matches and just what I mean. You could feel the excitement from the fans as each man came to the ring. All of these men were pumped and ready, and you could easily tell that they were on a mission to destroy one another. Once everyone got into the ring, it started as a free-for-all battle until the ref Devin Parrott finally got some order. The powerhouse Russian Monster was first to square up against the big Hillbilly Joe. They had a test of strength where the mighty Russian showed his power as he took down Joe to his knees. But Joe powered back up, and the Russian Monster gave a headbutt to the Hillbilly, which didn't faze him but only angered him. Hillbilly Big Joe has got to be one of the toughest and strongest wrestlers I have ever seen. I can't quite put my finger on it yet, but something seems to be stirring in his very soul. I've seen him tap into a place, or energy if you want to call it that, and there is a look in his eyes that just makes you tremble with fear. They gave each other some incredibly powerful blows that rocked each other. As Joe began to shake those off, the Russian quickly made the tag to Savage. Savage was so calculating in this match and knew exactly what he was going to do once he got into the ring. Joe tagged Billy Marshall in, and Scott quickly went to work on the knee of Marshall. Savage was relentless as he started to take apart the Baby Shark until Billy came back with a blatant eye poke. And then he sent Scott into the ropes, delivering a thunderous clothesline that nearly took Savage out of his boots. The tag was made to the Mad Dog Daniel Mulligan. This man is nothing but power and quickness. He worked on Savage and gave him a few powerful snap suplexes. You could feel it rock the arena. A pin pursued, but Savage was too ring savvy and was able to kick out. He gave Mulligan a punch that stunned him long enough to get the tag to his partner, Mick O'Malley. Now Mick, he's like a bulldozer on steroids. Just powerful and loves to beat you down. Mick threw an Irish axe handle smash to Daniel that sent him into the turnbuckle. From there he started wearing him down, but Daniel fought back, staggering O'Malley a bit, but Mick was able to make the tag to the mighty Russian Monster once again. He came in and focused on Mulligan's head. Some double teaming happened in the corner with Mick and the Russian while the ref was busy getting the Enforcer out of the ring. Some choking and more pummeling to Daniel's head resumed. Daniel fought his way out of their corner and got to his own corner, where he tagged Hillbilly Big Joe. Once again, the big Russian was ready for him, and they began battling each other hard. The Monster took Big Joe outside of the ring as they fought. The Russian was keying in on the head of Joe, hoping to keep him disoriented and ready for elimination. The next thing we saw was Joe's head open up, and the blood was flowing. The Russian Monster's damage was done, but the big Hillbilly wasn't giving up. Remember that look in his eyes that I talked about earlier? Well, I saw it again, and so did the fans. The tide was turning as Joe fought back hard all around the arena. Both of them returned to the ring, busted wide open, wearing the crimson masks as the beatings pursued. Billy Marshall came in and held the Russian in place as Hillbilly Big Joe ran into the Russian like a freight train and sandwiched him between Joe and Marshall. Now that took the wind right out of the Monster as he fell to the mat. And Big Joe landed a jumping elbow drop that put the exclamation point on the Russian Monster for the 1, 2, 3. The Russian Monster was eliminated. Mick came in quickly and started bashing Big Joe senseless, which didn't give Joe any time to recuperate after the battle with the Russian. With Pappy distracting the ref, it let Savage and O'Malley put the finishing touches to Big Joe. The Scorpion came out to check on Joe and Josh. When he did, that was all it took to give Savage the opportunity for the win. Joe was distracted and got eliminated. Josh came in and was irate, which he got distracted again by the Scorpion and Joe. A shoving match between the cousins happened, and Savage rolled up the Lumberjack for the pin. Another elimination was done, so it was Daniel Mulligan, Billy Marshall, and the Enforcer against the Rogue Nations, Purely Destructive. The Enforcer stepped in and was ready for a fight. As this happened, another scuffle of sorts was going on outside of the ring. It seemed that the cousins weren't done with each other just yet. They argued and shoved each other, but then the Lumberjack grabbed Big Joe and slammed him face first into the wall. Then he gave Joe a beatdown that I've never seen him take like that. It was clear that the burly Lumberjack has had enough and was very upset. They fought their way into the back before it was finally broken up. In the meantime, someone else showed up. It was the Grim Reaper. He followed Pappy around the arena, and you could tell that Pappy wanted no part of that. He stayed well away from that ghostly pursuit. Savage and the Enforcer locked up, and the Enforcer was on fire. He grappled, he brawled, and he was taking Savage apart until Mick stepped in and the double teaming started. They threw the Enforcer into the ropes and hit him with a double elbow that rocked the champ. Mick tagged in and kept the beatdown going, using the ropes to choke out the Enforcer and wear him down. Marshall came in and broke up the carnage and landed a powerful punch to O'Malley that gave the Enforcer time enough to get the tag. Marshall worked over O'Malley until Mick went for the weak spot, Marshall's knee. That gave Mick time to tag Scott in, and immediately Savage started to take apart Billy yet again. Scott Savage is relentless and will take you apart in a moment's notice, dissecting his prey. Soon it was the end for Billy Marshall as he was eliminated. Mick was tagged in, and the Enforcer came back in to try to finish off Mick. The battle began again, but the Enforcer got rocked by Mick's powerful punch. He made the tag to the Mad Dog, which was a force to be reckoned with. The Mad Dog laid out Mick with another snap suplex that followed with a huge, big splash. Mick was eliminated. It was now down to three men: Scott Savage, the Mad Dog Daniel Mulligan, and the Enforcer. In Purely Destructive style, Scott went full force after the high-flying big man Daniel Mulligan and delivered one of the best spine busters I have ever seen. I really thought that would do Daniel in, but oh no. The Enforcer came in to help Daniel, and they both started beating down Savage. The Enforcer got the tag and went to work on Savage, wearing Scott down, and then he tagged Mulligan in. Daniel delivered another snap suplex to Savage and was setting him up for the Enforcer's justice punch as the Enforcer pulled out his loaded glove. Now the Enforcer landed his justice punch, but it was to Daniel instead. That gave Savage a quick cover over Daniel, which eliminated him. Then there were two: Scott Savage and the ETCW heavyweight champion, the Enforcer. The Enforcer looked ready to take Savage apart as they squared off against one another. The crowd went wild. They got face to face, nose to nose. And then Savage ran back into the ropes to what looked like it was going to be a powerful jumping Superman punch, but instead, he barely tapped the Enforcer on the forehead, and the Enforcer went down. Scott immediately covered the Enforcer for the 1, 2, 3. The crowd went crazy and were shocked. The Rogue Nation pulled a coup on everyone in the ETCW and its fans. The Rogue Nation jumped into the ring and made it known that sometimes you have to take one for the team for the greater good, and the Enforcer stepped up to deliver that perfectly. The Rogue Nation celebrated their victory over their match and the ETCW, showing once again that Pappy and the Rogue Nation once again are on top, and it looks like it will remain that way for a very long time. The winner, Scott Savage and the Rogue Nation. Well, folks, this is yet another one for the record books. The ETCW brought the house down with the year-end Bring On The Brawl. Everyone took it to the next level and beyond. I saw it, the fans saw it, and everyone that is a part of the ETCW felt it. 2020 is another year of excellence for East Tennessee Championship Wrestling. There is no other wrestling organization around that has more heart, passion, family-oriented, and does more for its community. That I can promise you. I hope you enjoyed the December recap rundown, and if you want to see all of the exciting matches for yourself, go to our online store and purchase your copies. It's the perfect stocking stuffer for sure. You'll be glad you did. Also, get on our email list and you'll be notified of all the great things happening within the ETCW community and its organization. Check out our event schedule and our roster to learn more about the ETCW superstars. Oh, and don't forget to check out, subscribe, and share our ETCW podcast with all of your family and friends. Next year, we will be doing a lot more as we feature interviews with the ETCW superstars. We'll still be doing the recap rundowns and so much more. This podcast is sponsored by Sound Chamber Studios and Entertainment. It's created for artists by artists. If you're looking for a recording studio to do your next project, look no further than Sound Chamber Studios and Entertainment. They have everything a recording artist needs. They also design websites like the brand new ETCW's website and much more, tailoring sites specifically to what the customer needs. They also have vocal coaching, so go and check out all of the services they provide to our community and beyond. That is www.soundchamberstudiosandentertainment.com. Do it now. Until next time, I'm Jerry Martin, the voice of the ETCW podcast. Merry Christmas and have a happy new year.